Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Live with Vera. Today I want to welcome you to a chat that is a little bit personal, but also to be inspirational for you. My name is Barrett Clemenson Powell, and I am the host of Live with Barrett. And in the next couple of days, we will start to spend some time together talking with some wonderful people who are global entrepreneurs, who have some incredible gifts, who are inspiring and inspired, who are motivating people. And I'm really looking forward to it. So I want to talk with you a little bit more about that in a moment. But first, I want to put out here today's topic, which is Fired Up and Inspired, and talk with you about being fired. Let me ask you, have you ever been fired? Well, if you've been fired, then you know what a horrible feeling that is. You know that when you get fired, there are a range of emotions that you go through. There are a number of thoughts that you have. There are many things you want to say, many things you can't say. There are many things that you want to do, but many things that you can't do, okay? So I definitely know all about that. I want to talk with you about a time, getting now to be quite a few years ago, that I was working at a job, a J-O-B. I was working in a hospital. I was the administrative coordinator for the residency program at the hospital, so Oval Hospital's incoming doctors, physicians. And I packed up my stuff one day, and I started to leave to go home, and they told me that I didn't need to bother to come in on Monday because I was fired. I no longer had the job. My boss said to me that I was too intelligent for the job, that I needed to do something else, maybe just to work on my own, and good luck. That was really it. I was furious. I was angry. I was hurt. I was in a panic. I drove home. I sat down when I got there, and I was so angry that I actually found myself pacing the floor. And I went from, in that moment, from being fired to being fired up. And that's what I want to talk with you about today. Going from being fired to fired up, because being fired is just you sitting there doing nothing, looking at nothing happening, looking at nothing coming in, looking at nothing going forward. Being fired is not the end. I want to talk with you today about being fired up, and that I'll do in a moment. Before I talk to you about being fired up, I also want to remember to share with you that I hope that you will tune in, especially on Saturday when we have our big launch. As I said yesterday, today, and tomorrow are sort of a soft launch for this station. And Saturday we will have our really official relaunch. And that relaunch will be with the wonderful Wendy McClellan, who comes from Vancouver, British Columbia. She is a wonderful entrepreneur. She has ways of doing things, of working with you, that will bring out the absolute best in you. She is someone you're not going to want to miss. Excuse me. You will want to tune in to hear Wendy McClellan That will be on Saturday, April 18th at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. You'll definitely want to tune in and hear what Wendy has to say. I'm really looking forward to the conversation. She also has an event coming up, by the way, that you may want to make some time for on your calendar. I believe it's going to take place in June. I'll let Wendy tell you all about that wonderful event when we talk on Saturday. Now, talking with you about being fired up. So I went from being fired from a job that, honestly, I mean, it brought in the money. It wasn't anything I saw myself doing forever. It wasn't something I felt was my calling. It didn't make me feel I had passion or purpose there. I didn't have any passion about the job. I didn't particularly want anything to go wrong, but I really didn't care what I did during the day except to just be there and get the job done, go home at the end of the day, and it would be wonderful to collect the check so that I could do some things that I wanted to do. So now I was fired from that. I didn't have that as an option anymore. So I had to decide what I was going to do because guess what? The bills were coming to be paid. In fact, I had 17 days to pay the bills. 17 days. And no support. There was no husband. There was nobody to bring in anything at all. There wasn't hope of even having something partially paid, okay? There was just absolutely no support. And that was the way it was. And that's the way it is. As a single person, hey, you're doing it on your own. But even just to have that sense of responsibility, yeah, you're doing it on your own, okay? So now I had to decide what I was going to do because I sat there and I said, wow, I am intelligent. Not only that, I'm gifted. I have all this formal education. I have informal education. I have skills and gifts, talents, abilities, not far beyond those of, you know, mortal men like Superman. Hey, yeah, I am a bit of a superwoman. And I do have a lot to offer people. So what do I have? I sat down and I wrote out every single thing that I am capable of doing and every single thing that I wanted to do. And then I said, what do I have? What are my resources? And I looked. I looked and said, okay, here's what I've got. I've got a computer. I've got a telephone. And I've got the internet. I'm going to do something. I decided that I was going to launch my own business, that I was going to launch my own consulting and coaching business, offering the services that I was normally giving to people for free. I was normally helping people to improve their lives, to boost their lives in ways that made them thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, in fact. I was helping people and not getting paid for it. I decided, no, that's not what I'm here for, and I don't think that that's spiritual at all. Yeah, I have these gifts, and I need to be paid. The worker is always worth her wages. Okay? So I sat down, and in the next 48 hours, without really much sleep, I taught myself how to build a website because there weren't the wonderful WordPress theme templates and things like that that you see out here now. There weren't the free sites, etc. I sat down, taught myself how to code and to make a site, made myself a website, and then not only did I make myself the website, I connected the telephone, connected the payment system, and went from there. And then over the next, 17 days, by myself, on my own, over the next 17 days, I managed to make an incredible song. And that's something that I'm always going to be really, really proud of. I managed in 17 days to make myself $1,732.68. And that was because I was determined. I was determined. I was fired up. That's what I want for you. I want you to be fired up. I want you to go from being fired to being fired up. I want you to take what you have, to take your resources, to take yourself, And I want you to decide that you are going to change your life. On that note, I'll be back in a moment and talk a little bit about the inspiration that I've had over the time that I have been an entrepreneur since one day when I decided not to just be fired, but to be fired up. Okay, back again talking about being fired up and inspired. And now I want to talk with you a bit in terms of the being fired up and inspired about pulling this together for yourself. When something happens like that, when you get fired from a job, remember you are not your job. You're not this job that you're getting minimum wage for, or even $20, $25 for. That's not what defines you. You define you. So you have to decide, who am I? What can I do? What can I offer? How can I give something back to the world? What is it that is my service in the world? That's something that you have to decide within yourself. Okay, so what can you do? Sit down, make a list. What is your education? What are your hobbies? What are your interests? What do you like to do? What resources do you have? You've got a phone. Most people have some sort of a phone, landline, or most likely a cell phone. So use it. You've got a computer. You've got all these WordPress templates now. You have the ability to easily make a site within 5 minutes, actually. Within 5 minutes. That 5 minutes, you can actually pull a site together. Okay? So you have the ability to do these things. And you have all these ideas. Take a look at, if you go on Eventbrite, for example, or just look around the internet, just look at the events listings in your town. I bet you that you will find something that's similar to, if not exactly, called a sip and scan, or some sort of a sip and shop night, where you get something to drink, where you're able to have some time with your friends and at the same time shop, sort of boutique shopping. Well, somebody came up with that idea because they like to shop. They like to drink. They like to shop. They like to spend time with their friends. These are all entrepreneurial ideas, and these are all things that you can do as an entrepreneur. There are so many things. I can't conceive of everything, but there's something you can conceive of that I can't conceive of. There are things I can conceive of that you can't conceive of. Well, yes. Things that you can do as an entrepreneur. And I want you to be able to begin to think about those things. Write down what you formally can do. What are the jobs you've had? What did you like about them? What can you do that you like to do? And that's the whole point, is to find that thing that inspires you to get out of bed every morning, to find that thing that makes you feel passionate, to find that thing that makes you say, yeah, I want to get out there today, and I can sell this. I'll tell you a big secret here. Do you know that I hate to sell? Here I am. I'm a person who, I'm the one who has to advertise myself. I market myself. Everything that gets done is because I'm actually selling myself. You see, I'm not a good salesperson. In the sense of, I'm not good at getting out there and cold calling people and saying, will you buy this? Will you buy that? But I can certainly sell myself. You know why I can sell myself? I can sell myself because I believe in myself, because I know myself. I know what great offerings I have. I know what a great person I am. I know what great things I can do. I can sell that. If you can do that for yourself, then you're going to win. If you can tell people how great you are and what great things you can do for them, and you have a great product, and I don't mean it has to be a physical product. It can be, for example, coaching in a particular area to a particular group. It can be whatever your niche is. That's the thing. You see,
I'm not a great salesperson. I would never pick up a paper and go for a sales and marketing job. I don't care if they say, we give you a guarantee this much, and we'll give you a commission of this base and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's not the kind of sales I can do, but I can sell myself because I know what great things I have to offer, and I know how great my product, me, is in this world, and that I can help to boost people and help them to transform their lives. I know that I have this ability to make people best in themselves, and the things that they couldn't see before that they can put together in such a way that they're able to succeed beyond their wildest dreams. And that is a gift. And I had to actually accept that about myself. And I had to accept it because I had my back against the wall. Being fired? No, you're not going to fire me and tell me that I'm dependent on you. I'm never, ever, ever going to leave myself in a position again where I have to have, whether or not I can eat, whether or not I can travel, whether or not I can do something, is dependent upon someone else telling me I can or can't have work, how much of it I can have, and how much money I will get from it. I determine my income. I determine how much I work. I determine how much I earn. And that's what I want you to do. That's part of being fired up. Now, behind all of this, though, is that I have a really strong faith, I guess you can tell. And it isn't just a faith that's in myself. I want to talk with you about that in a moment. Just hold on, and we'll talk a little bit about what inspiration is. Obviously, to some people, yes. Oh, Barrett has this huge ego. She's really arrogant. But to the people who know and love me, to the great majority, to the people who it matters most, and that is my client and me, this is actually my confidence that comes from being inspired spiritually inside. I've always been a person of faith. Since I was a very, very young girl. And I actually have worked formally in the church, which you may or may not know. I am an ordained minister in a mainstream denomination. And I'm also ordained in another interdenominational denomination. And I have a strong faith. Faith I sometimes call God or the universe for the purposes of people being able to understand me. I am inspired every day by something, someone that empowers me to see this world is beyond the physical definition that we have. I have that sense of something bigger than me. Do you ever stand beside the ocean? This is something that I do. This is something that strikes a deep chord in me. I can stand by the ocean. I love to be on the ocean, on a boat. I love to be in a boat. I like to be in the water because when I see the ocean, I fully comprehend that there is someone, something much, much bigger, more powerful than me, than any human being. And I understand that this is a world that is ordered and that that order comes from a place that I can't control. No matter how much we may fly, you know, to the moon, no matter how much we may do things here on Earth, we can dig in the ground and frack for oil. We can try to stop volcanoes from erupting. We can dig holes in glaciers. We can think that we are in any way mastering a body of water. For example, the Mississippi River, the Army Corps of Engineers in the United States of America have been taking that river and diverting it and sending it this way and that way and moving it this way and that way in order to exert human control over it. And pretty much every year, it just runs right over what was done, and it just goes back to the course that it wants to go to. So I know that I live in this universe that is just spectacular. There is a strong spiritual element to it. I know that when I put good out there, good pretty much comes back to me. I know that even when bad situations, negative situations come to me, I know that those are opportunities for me to learn, to heal, to transform. Okay, I know that I don't just live here in this flesh on this day for this moment, and that's just it. I know that there is much more to me. I know there is just much more than my eyes can see. And I know that there is such a spirit that it dwells in each and every person. And so when I work with people, when I work together with you, I work with you because I am inspired to help you be inspired. I am passionate about helping you to become passionate about something in your life. And that's how you need to be. When you can get to that point, when you are inspired, then that way. And when you are also inspired by other people, then you are in a good place. That's when you become a powerful, empowered person who is able to get out there, sell herself, do great things. That's when you're able to spread the love, make the money, change the world, okay? And that's exactly what you want to do. You want to be not just fired, you want to be fired up and you want to be inspired. And there are also some people in this world who do inspire me. Some of them are probably pretty popular people. Let's see, I think, well, she wasn't my original inspiration because I had already started working in the professional world before she'd come along, really, or became really noticeable to me. And that is Oprah Winfrey inspires me. Maya Angelou, who has just died, she inspired me and still inspires me to this day. There are many deceased writers, singers, musicians, all sorts of people. There are many entrepreneurs, especially many entrepreneurial women who inspire me. I was inspired by Steve Jobs after I read his autobiography. I didn't think anything of him before that. I did one way or the other. I didn't know anything about him, so there wasn't anything for me to conclude. I read his autobiography. I really, really found a lot of inspiration in there. I also found inspiration in reading autobiographies of people such as J. Cole Getty, the Rockefellers, Henry Ford. I really urge you to go and pick up the biographies, autobiographies if there are any, but biographies of people who have been great financial successes. You may not like their personalities all the time. You may not like some of the things they did, but there are kernels of truth in there for you to take that are kernels of inspiration. And this is what you need in your life, is you need to be inspired. Turn off the reality TV. Turn off all that other stuff. That's not really helping you. That's not helping you to grow. That's not getting you where you need to be. Okay? Turn the TV off at least for a week. Give yourself the ability to think clearly. You can find inspiration in those things. You can find inspiration in putting yourself in a position where your mind is able to be filled with creativity. So I'm going to come back in a moment and talk with you about some things that are going to come up in a few months that I think are really important to you that I want to offer to you, in fact, in terms of inspiration. Hi again, this is Barrett, Barrett Clementson Powell, your host for Live with Barrett. And today's soft launch is part of a 3-day soft launch before we relaunch on Saturday, April 18th. So today we're talking about being fired up and inspired. What you do after you've been fired. After you've been fired, you don't just stand there. You don't just say, oh, woe is me. You get fired up and you actually do something about it. And no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, you work hard. Take that being fired up and do something. Make something of it. Others don't have to understand. Others don't have to accept it. And they may tell you, go out and get another J-O-B. And guess what? You know what? Here's what I find, that when it's right, when you're supposed to be working for yourself, these J-O-Bs just don't come. When you're supposed to be working for yourself, the next J-O-B just doesn't come. You could put out 57, 107, 207 applications, and another J-O-B doesn't come when you're supposed to be creating your passion, when you're supposed to be that entrepreneur, when you're supposed to make that change, that transformation. So I want to talk with you briefly before we go about being inspired and a weekend that I'm hosting that will help you to be inspired. It is a weekend of wisdom and wellness. It's taking place in San Diego on July 18th and 19th. It's called Thrive San Diego 2015. It takes place on Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th. We will be down by the water. We will spend 2 days from 8:30 in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening. We will have glorious weather. We will have beautiful setting, delicious food, and some wonderful inspiration. We'll start the day with meditation from Pilgrimage of the Heart Yoga. They are coming in to help teach and guide us through a meditation session each of those mornings. And then during the day, I am going to be giving you some practical and spiritual and emotional tools that you can use, life hacks if you want to call them, spiritual hacks if you want to call them that. I'm going to be giving you tools, tips, tricks, information, and spiritual insight that will help you to change your life. If you're between 28 to 30 or 37 to 44 or 49 to 51 or 56 to 60, this weekend is especially for you, okay? We're going to talk about commitment. We're going to talk about opportunity. We're going to talk about legacy. We're going to talk about wisdom. Those things are really important, and we're going to cover those on this weekend. Also, there's going to be the wonderful Pat Sendejob, who is America's leading authority on personality feng shui. He's going to help you because color and other things really affect your life. She's going to help you to see whether your space, your workspace, your home space is hurting or helping you. And she's going to empower you with that. Jalen Allen and Boutique Fitness San Diego is also coming because we're going to be active. It is going to be a body, mind, spirit weekend, truly, because we're going to be doing some Zumba and we're going to be doing some yoga, okay? So there's going to be some, oh, and don't forget about the wonderful food from Ranch Events. It is truly going to be a body, mind, spirit weekend where you're going to come away not only just empowered with a lot of information, there will be practical tips, and I am going to offer the opportunity, if you would like, to work specifically with me one-to-one in the week following the weekend. You'll be able to arrange on the weekend to work with me one-to-one on a specific thing, your specific business, your specific idea, anything that you really need. So thank you for listening today to Live with Barrett, Fired Up and Inspired, and we'll be talking again tomorrow before our big launch on Saturday, April 18th, with the wonderful Wendy McClellan. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.